Are you here? All right. It's time for the moment that we have all been waiting for. Are you excited about that news? Are you ready with your Bibles? Are you ready with your pens and your book? Let us be on our feet and with a clap and a shout. Let us welcome Reverend William. Come on. Hallelujah. Everybody.
Hallelujah. We can do this. Clap, clap, clap.
Clap, clap, clap. Let's go.
Either you are doing it or not doing it. If you are doing it, do it. Singing a song until you are clapping okay. Well.
The reason why I like this song is because of the two part that says, oh, you're alive. You're alive in me. See, it's like, you are alive in me. The second part says, resurrection power. Oh, oh, oh. I'm alive. I'm alive in you. See, that confession, if you don't believe it, you need to start singing it until you believe it. Because that is what a partaker is.
Okay. Wow.
A partaker is somebody whose life is hidden in Christ. A partaker is somebody in whom Jesus Christ is alive.
Oh, yes.
That's why I like that song. Resurrection power. Oh, oh, you're alive. You're alive. You're alive in me. Resurrection power. Oh, 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 I'm alive. I'm alive in you. Who wants to confess it again? One more time. Resurrection power. Go.
Resurrection power.
Again, if you do that to me again, I'll slap you from the behind the drums. Why? We're gonna do it again, but this time when we get to oh, 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 we're gonna jump up. Pastor Sammy, last warning.
Last warning.
What disobedient drummer are you that when I give you a sign, you don't listen to, you do whatever you like? Your last warning. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Resurrection power. Oh. You must be jumping here if you believe it. You are alive. You're alive. Faster. Resurrection power. I'm alive.
I'm alive in you.
So some of you are not jumping. For the last time, resurrection power. Resurrection power. Oh,
I'm alive. I'm alive in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the joy we can have in your presence. We're so excited. We're so excited for resurrection power. We're so excited that because of resurrection power, we are praying. Some of your eyes are open. We are alive in you. You are alive in us. The same power that raised up Jesus from the dead, that power works in us. That power works in us. We are so excited that you will bring us here. Lord, we pray that you will do what you gathered us here to do in this place, these 3 days. Just like Moses, we are saying that unless you are finished with us, we will not move away from here. Until you are done with us, we will not move away from here. Do with us what you want. Convert us into partakers of your glory, partakers of your promises, partakers power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, before we take our seats, I want us to put our hands together for our pastor and our bishop, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Now, some of you, I don't know, you don't come from this church. You come from another church. Yeah. Listen, you know, me, for a long time, I have been saying that Bishop Doug Heward Mills is a phenomenon. You see, a phenomenon is like a big word, but a phenomenon is simply means something strange which is happening. Yeah, Bishop Doug Heward Mills is something strange which is happening. It is still happening, but it's a strange thing. Yeah, and every people, you know, in the Bible, God said that I will do a thing, and when your ears hear it, your ears will tingle. And that's what is happening. That's what God is doing with this special man that happens also to be our father, our pastor, our shepherd. You're not clapping well, though. How many of you want to be like Bishop Doug Heward Mills? How many of you, if you get, you'll be like him? Then clap for him well. Clap for him well. Yeah. Look, let me tell you, even if you don't know anything at all about this man, one thing I can tell you that you can clap for is the fact that to him, the children in the church are very important, such that he has created a special ministry for the children. That's why we are here. We are here. Yeah, even ministers cry coming to our conference. I mean, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? How many conferences that you have seen that children's conference? You check and see. Check and see whether there is any children's conference that a minister has come to the conference on. Because Bishop Doug said, let's have a children's church that is... You should be clapping by now. Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Amen. And we're so glad also... You know, let me tell you something that's going on. In case you don't know. If you are in the mega church, I want to announce to you that all the action is happening in the mega church. In a safe church, in the mega church. Am I saying something bad? But remember, that's why Bishop Patrick said you should be here to check my talking. There is, all the denominations are about how many? In Ghana, yeah, denominations are many in Ghana. But there is no denomination where safe church action is more than in the TMC, the mega church. And our big convener and our bishop is Bishop Eddie Fabian. You're not clapping. I don't know whether. Don't like such things. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, look, you can be checking on the news and see whether there's anything going on anywhere. Oh, you see, you can hear something go here. Some people, this, something, assemblies, something, international, something, church international. The mega church is where all the action happens. Yeah. You see, I'm even waiting for us to get some small time. We'll bring back Safe Summer Camp. How many of you remember Safe Summer Camp? How many remember Safe Summer Camp? I remember the fun we had at Safe Summer Camp. Yeah, I'm just watching to see what is going to happen. We'll bring it back. Some of you have not been there before. Those who were there, they can tell you that you were there. Tell them how it was like. Tell them how it was. But you see that all the action happens here, and it's because we have a fine convener. Yeah, fine. I'm using a fine. Look at him. Oh, please.
Are you confused? You have not eaten this morning. Uncle George, you want porridge, cocoa and masa. Look at the fine convener that we have. Please put your hands together for them. Fine man. Yeah. One of the things I like about him is that when he's doing something and then you have an idea, it's a good idea, and you tell him, he'll say, Yeah, let's do it. It's a good idea. I think that this one it can work. It's not that, only my idea. When you see your idea and it sounds nice to him, you'll say, let's try it. And that one too, it makes things grow. Do you understand it? One more time. Put your hands together for him. One more time. Yeah. And then the bishop whose hall you are making dirty. The bishop, yeah, his TV screen and this thing. Windows, living room hall. You have window, you have chairs, sofa and things and screen. His name is Bishop Patrick Bruce. Put your hands together for him also. Yeah. You are coming here. Yes. Yes. And I am very, very, I feel very blessed that he has been my pastor for 20 years. Yeah, 20 years pastoring, and one of the things that if you ask, are you pay attention? If you ask Reverend Bismarck, he will tell one of the things that I've heard people say about him, which I also see, is that he's very, very wise. He solves difficult problems in seconds. Are you paying attention to what I'm telling you? Or yours is more sensible than mine? Yours is more sensible than mine. Yes. And so, why we tell you about all these great men is because it is also good for you to be able to come near them, you see? Because God has purposed that greatness is in and on people. And greatness moves to people from people. Are you understanding English I'm speaking? The greatness that you are looking for, God puts it on somebody. And then it will come to you because God will take it and then he will put it also on you. And so when people are talked about, it is a chance for you to get to know where God has hidden the greatness, so that you can get near that greatness, and then by nearing the greatness, some of that greatness will be transferred onto you also. That's why we come and tell you the people. You know who they are. Because you can look at a human being, like a normal human being walking around, but actually, God has hidden greatness inside that person. And you cannot get it until you come close to that grace. So, don't be annoyed. When I say clap, it's a way that you also, something will come on you by clapping for the person. You see that greatness is coming on. Are you telling me? Because clapping is Anna, and Anna will achieve something. Yes. Yes. This, I saw that he's preaching in South Africa. And we are also preaching here. It's not a blessing. It's not a blessing. It's South Africa is preaching. Then we are also here. We are also preaching here. It's a mighty blessing. But how many of you are happy to be here today? How many of you are ready to be partakers? I talked about tasters yesterday. I'm tired. Today I'm talking about partakers. How many of you want to hear about partakers? All right. Sit down, take your seats and let's get into it. So yesterday I was telling you that, I was explaining to you that there are what we call comparatives. And I give you an example of comparatives. Good. The comparative of good is what? Is what? Is what? Is better. Big. Its comparative is what? Bigger. Do you understand it? And I explained to you that even though big is good and good is good, everybody, if you give them the two, they will choose the better one. So if it is better, you choose better. If it is bigger, you choose bigger. If it is sweeter than, is it sunshine or springtime? Why is it sweeter than springtime? What's springtime? What about it? Is springtime? Yes, but okay, we don't understand what springtime is. But it's sweeter than springtime. Yeah, I was asking one of my friends in the US, and I was asking him what season they are entering now. He says they are entering spring. So that's what we are thinking about. That it's sweet. I think the weather is very nice during, so it's not too hot, it's not too cold, springtime. Do you understand it? Yes, sweeter. So if it's sweeter, you want sweeter. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And then also when we come to the discussion we are having, we are talking about young people walking with God. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? What's your name? Huh? Rabna. I like you. Okay.
Yesterday you were here. When I look at your face, I want to preach. Okay, you just be smiling. When I come, beautiful. Yes. We're talking about walking with God. How many want to walk with God? And I was showing you in Genesis 5 yesterday that there was a man called Enoch. The Bible says that he walked with God. And he walked so closely. He and God were so close that at a point, God couldn't wait for him to die. So God took him. Because in those days, people used to live to 900 and something before they would die. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? And it's like if you are here, if you are in Ghana, and you have a friend in America, and you have become very good friends, very close friends. He knows everything about you, know everything about him. You know, one of you will be in a hurry to move to where the other is. Either you want to go to America and be with him. So now, it's not that I am here and I'm calling you on the phone, whatever, but we are in the same place. And so God was in heaven, Enoch was here, and God and Enoch were friends. Now, if God wanted to spend close time with Enoch, he had to wait for Enoch to be 900 and something years old. And wasn't one of Enoch's children who was Methuselah? Or one of Enoch's children was Methuselah? And he lived 969 years. If you check that Genesis 5, that chapter 5, they were talking about people and who their ages. Show us some of the ages. Don't fall asleep, oh. Pay attention while I'm preaching to you. Adam lived 130 years and gave birth. Next one. Go. Wait, come back. Verse 8. All the days of Seth were 912 and he died. How old was he? Yeah, his name was Seth. Seth, 912 and he died. Next person. Enos. Next. This is when he gave birth. All the days of Enos was 905 and he died. Seth was how many years? Enos, how many years? That's not Enoch. This is E-N-O-S. In some Bible, they add H to it, so Enosh. That's not Enoch. It's two different things. This one, he lived 905 and he died. Next. And all the days of Canaan were 910. How old? Seth, how old? Enosh, how old? Canaan, how old? 910. Are you seeing this thing? Next person. We are learning Bible. This is Bible studies. How many of you didn't know all these things, but you are also now knowing it? Me too, I'm now knowing it. I knew that it was 900 and something, but I didn't know the actual whatever. But now I know. Seth was 912 years old, and he died. Enosh, 900 and what? 912. Five, and he died. Canaan, how old was he? 910, and he died. Next person is who? Mahalil. Go on. This is not. And all the days of Mahalil were, this one, he didn't live long, cry. 890. Okay, it's not bad. 895. Mahalil was 895. 10 years younger than, he died 10 years. Enosh was 905. He 895. Not too bad. Are you seeing the ages of the people? Next person. Next. And all the days of Jared were 962. And he died. How many have seen the people? They were not small people, though. Huh. I'm telling you something. See, I'm talking about becoming a partaker. An example, and I'm going to explain to you what it means to be a taster. So I'll explain to you what it means to be a partaker. A taster, he just bites small. He knows the taste of it. Like, it is not enough to give him nutrients to become big. But Enoch is an example of a partaker. Yeah, he was huge, such that God said, "No, I cannot wait." And look at the classmates. Next person. Oh, here's a guy now. You see the guy? Is it? So, if you look at all the people who were around Enoch's time, 905, 912, 895, 910, 962. If God had left Enoch, 900 and something, maybe 1,000 and something. So, the Bible says that Enoch lived 65 years and gave birth to Methuselah. Pay attention. Next verse. And Enoch walked with God after he gave birth. Change the version to NIV. Let's see what is there. This one, begat. No, it doesn't make... We're not sure. NIV, NLT, it can work. It will come one day. One day. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived another 300 years. So, Enoch was 65 years old. He gave birth to Methuselah. Do you understand it? We are doing Bible study. Are you in the church? If you're in the church, give me a wave like this. Look, many of you don't know these things. I'm teaching you the thing. You're not also minding me. Are you learning something? Yeah. How old was Enoch when he gave birth to Methuselah? 65. So now, from what we are reading, we now understand that the father, the name of Methuselah's father was Enoch. And he was 65 years old when he gave birth to Methuselah. Are you following? Then the next verse says that, after the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived another 300 years. That's a lot of years. In close fellowship with God, and then he gave birth to other sons and daughters. Next verse. Enoch lived 365 years in all. Are you seeing it on the screen? Next verse. Oh, everybody say enjoyed. Everybody say enjoyed. You see, a taster enjoys for a bit to a point. A taster enjoys it to where? To a point. Small enjoyment, not a lot. A small nibble at it. Try it out. Enjoy it to a point. But Enoch enjoyed a close relationship with God throughout his... This is not tasting. I saw some videos say, of course I am not a taster. Of course I am a partaker. If you work close with God for throughout all your life of 365 years, of course you are a partaker. Tell your neighbor, of course he's a partaker. Of course. He enjoyed it. Throughout his life. I pray for you that you too, you will enjoy close relationship with God throughout your life. That is what I came to preach to you about this year. I came to tell you that your plans, your aim, your ambition as a young person in this life is to work closely with God throughout your life. Yes. Throughout. Because I'm telling you something. Because there is a sweetness in God. If you nibble at it, you won't taste it well. You won't know that there is a sweetness in God. What's your name again? Jaden. Hey, what I'm preaching is nice to me. There is a sweetness in God. There is a sweetness in God. If you are going to enjoy it. You see, I was talking about Softwell, if you go and buy six. If you buy one, it will not help you. Softwell is when I'm a pastor, I cannot be telling you lies. I'm also trying to be a good Christian, so I cannot tell you lies. When it is becoming sweet, soft well, then it finishes. How many of you have eaten this one before, soft well? How many of you have eaten it? Hey, you guys don't know sweet things at all. Hey, give me a wave, soft well. Chale, may Reverend Bismarck's thing he said yesterday, may it come to pass. Amen. That one day we'll come to Strong Christian Conference and say, KFC people, bring your van here. Everybody, one soft well. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. Won't it be nice? Like when I come and say, okay, like today, like this. Let's say on the last day, Saturday on the last day. Oh, it's okay. Break time. It's okay. Come and give your offering. As you are going out, go to the KFC van and get a soft well. And everybody just go and get a soft well. Charlie, I'm praying to God it will happen in the name of Jesus. Everybody soft well. You see what I'm talking about? As it is becoming sweet, it finishes. But that's what I'm saying. That in God also, there is a sweetness. Judah, there is a sweetness in God. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, it's a taste. When you taste, you get an idea. But if you want to enjoy it like Enoch, You have to do it throughout your life. I'm preaching, no. I'm preaching. Some of you, see, and the reason why I must not preach this thing to grown-ups, I must preach it to you. Because it is throughout his life. When you are 60, 40 years old, how many throughout your life is left? You, if you are going to die at 70, how many more years are left for you? You're almost dead. You're almost dead. But if I preach it to a 9-year, how old are you? How old are you? 9. See, I'm prophetic. Prophetic. If I preach it to a 9-year-old boy, like this man here, he has throughout his, he will be enjoying all his life. All his life. That's why, sit down, arrange yourself properly in your chair as I explain this thing to you. I'm going to show you, by the time we are leaving here tomorrow, I'm going to show, and my Reverend Miss Man is going to help me also. I'm going to show you what you must do, how you must do it to enjoy close. Close. Look, I'm saying that it got to a point, God, he could not wait, because if he had, listen to this, the guy before Enoch lived 962 years. Then Enoch came. The guy after Enoch, please skip to the, go continue to, let's go to, look at it. After the birth of Lamech, Methuselah lived another 782 years and he had other sons and daughters. Next verse. Shaka Bakalabra Pashu. Are you seeing his age? He's a record holder from that time to today. He's a record holder. He, I mean, Guinness Book of Records. Yeah, Jared was trying to do something 962, but I mean, he didn't. Methuselah showed him level. Yeah, he died at the age of 969. 969. So between 962 and 969 was a certain human being called Enoch. And the reason why they didn't say he died at, you check it and see. Please go back to, let's see whether they say anything about Enoch dying. 24. He enjoyed a close relationship with God throughout his life. Then suddenly, that, what I'm preaching is nice to me. Are we the only ones who are whatever? You don't like these strange things. How many of you have been watching all these superhero movies? I'm surprised that you are seeing a superhero. This is a superhero. You see, have you seen Man of Steel? How many of you have watched Man of Steel? Hey, you boy, what do you watch nowadays? How many of you have watched Superman versus who? Versus Batman. How many of you have watched that one? How you know the one that Superman died? Which one is that one? Eh? Black Adam. Black Adam. Superman died in Black Adam. His name was Shazam, yes. Also. But before Shazam. Yeah. And then they woke him up. They woke Superman. How many know that part? Yeah. But you see, with the what? Mother box. Look at the mother box. May you know the Bible like that. The way you are saying that the mother was the mother box. You are looking at that Superman is a story. Somebody wrote it. This one is a real human being. Suddenly, he disappeared. So, imagine that it was a movie. Imagine it in a movie. He was living 65 years. His wife gave back. Oh, baby, fine. And the baby's name, what's how we call this baby? The baby's name is Methuselah. Wow. The people will come to the Enoch's house, bring presents. They'll bring naming ceremony. They say, what shall we call the baby? The baby's name is Methuselah. So Enoch has a baby now, Methuselah. Everybody in the area can see that here is Enoch, here is his wife. They have a baby, nice baby. Then Enoch lived Then he gave birth 300 years. Then he was giving birth to other sons and daughters. So they would give naming ceremony, naming ceremony, naming ceremony. Then suddenly, suddenly, something superhero level happened to Enoch. The Bible says that suddenly he disappeared. Why? They explained it. Because God stretched his hands from heaven down here and carried. Have you seen it? You have seen the movies? And carried him from there and took him back up. Suddenly. May you have some sudden, strange experiences with God. Only those people on this side are saying amen. I don't know what you don't like such things. You don't like such things. You don't like such things. Yeah. Yeah. Because Enoch is a good example. Rabna, Enoch is a good example of a partaker. Partaker. And there are things you also must do. By the grace of God, you have throughout your life. That's what makes me happy. That's why I preach at the Strong Christian Conference. I'm sure that's why Reverend Bismarck also likes preaching here. Because he knows that he's preaching to people who have throughout your life to practice and to practice and to practice the things they are hearing conference after. That's what I'm saying. Every conference, what we learn in the conference is homework for 1 year. To keep practicing until next year comes again by the grace of God. And I'm telling you, unless you keep doing this and this, you'll see. Look, I pray. Now, I have one prayer topic that I'm praying. I'm praying to God that God should increase strange happenings among the children in the mega church. You did, your amen is not very, very good. Yeah. One day we came to SEC. When we closed, we're here. We did birthday party. How many remember some birthday party that we did? Birthday party. We brought cake and plenty champagne and things. Yeah. Remember, Smoke was here. We're all here. And then when we did the birthday party, then the pastors gathered. They said, "Let's pray for Reverend William." How many remember that birthday party? And I was standing here. I was standing in the middle here. Pastors were around like this, and they were praying. When they were praying, I felt like something was around here. You know, have you ever been in a room before? You were the only one in the room. Somebody entered. You didn't see the person, but you felt somebody has come into the room. How many times happened to you before? That's how it is when God enters into your room. This is the same thing. Okay. You feel something else. So some of you have had angels have come to your room, but because you don't know. You see, and it's because you are a taster. Because you don't know, you have not said, "Hey, Kakai, Kakai, why are you afraid of Kakai?" The Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is outside." If you are in a room and you say, "You, who are you? Come out. If you're not afraid of me, come out." You are an idiot. You are an idiot. The one inside, you see, you have to say, "Who are you? Are you a ghost? Or what are you? Show your face." Yeah. "Let me boot you out of my room." Why? Because greater is he, the one inside me, is bigger than you. But you are afraid. That's why I can't. I'm telling you that my prayer I'm praying right now is that, and remember this, man, the younger, the better. Yeah. When we finished praying, I was walking outside. One small boy came to meet me. He saw me, said, "Reverend, I want to tell you something." I said, "Tell me." He said, "When we were praying in the room, I was standing where I was standing. Then I saw one angel, big one." He said the angel was standing here on the stage. And the angel's head was inside the ceiling. Are you imagining it? Yeah. That's such a very huge angel. The angel, big one, like that. Standing there in his head. He couldn't see the angel's head because the angel's head is like the roof was open. The angel's head was up into the sky. The ceiling. Then he said, as he was watching, the angel went up into the ceiling like this. And then in the place of the angel, there was a very, very big cross. Then he saw an eagle, a big eagle, flying up like that. So as I'm telling you the picture, I'm not the one who saw it though. It was a small boy. He saw an eagle, big one. He was flying up there like that. Suddenly, the angel, the eagle turned into a ball of fire. Then he said, as he was watching, the fire came and entered. I was standing here like this. And they were praying for me, my hand on that. Said the fire came from there and entered into my chest. Oh! As I was hearing, I was happy. Happy. Then you saw smaller angels. They were flying all over the place here like this. So those of you have been standing here to sing the song, eh? Inshira? Inshira? Where is Inshira? As you are here, you are singing the song. You must be, they must, maybe there are angels flying around you. Yeah, I'm telling you. That small boy, that thing that he told me, it was the best birthday present that I received that year. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And I'm, see, because he told me that thing, I know that many more children should be seeing things. Many more children should be seeing things. God, you see, the reason why, ask for God to show you. You see, the younger the child is, the purer their heart is. What does the Bible say about pure hearts? Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 something. Blessed are the pure in heart. What will happen to them? Let's see what will happen to them. Matthew 5 something. Yeah. How many of you want to enjoy God throughout your life? Enjoy a close relationship. It's only when you are close to somebody he will show you secrets. Uh-huh. Because see, the angels, they are around, but we don't see them. They are hidden in, it's a secret. And so once in a while, God finds somebody who is serious. Look at the scripture. Oh, God, look, mashallah, brahala. Look at it. What does it say? They will do what? Why are you not seeing God? Ask your neighbor, why are you not seeing God? Ask your neighbor, why are you not seeing God? You say, of course, I'm a partaker. I'm full. You have not seen God. Why are you not seeing God? How many want to see God? How many want to see God? God wants you to see him. He wants you to see him. The younger, the better. The younger, the clearer your eyes are to see. Yeah. And I say, up till now, you have not been interested. Some of you are interested in free vlog. See, those of you, I don't know why. I come here every year, conference time, to try and, you see, you are looking here. When I come to the conference, look here. I try to, me and Reverend Bismarck, we are trying to make you look here. Don't make your neck stiff. Be serious. This is where you must be looking. We are looking here. You are looking here. What do you do? PS4, FIFA. Some of you are watching pornography still. Pornography. You want me to come and tell you that watching pornography is a sin and you will go to hell? We don't have time for such things. Last year I told you that the reason why I come to preach at Strong Christian Conference is because I am looking for some people who want to be partakers. Okay. So that me and them, we can find what we can do to become partakers. When I come to this conference, that brought Reverend Bismarck with me. You know, this year, Reverend Ike was supposed to come. Something happened. But I believe God that next year he'll be here. Because he's been here for a very long time. It's been about 3 years now. He hasn't come. Yeah. You are looking here. You are looking at Bernard Boy. You are looking at Black Sheriff. You are looking, I don't know what you, what do you do? What do you, what are they doing now? What do you do? What are you looking at? Jaden, what are you looking at? You are looking at what? What do you look at? Bernard Boy. Black Sheriff. Who? God. Hey, Jaden. Hey, everybody say, hey, Jaden. So I come and say, Jaden, what you are looking at is not good. It will not help you. Even if it is not a sin, you see, it will not make you a partaker. Jaden, look here. Look here. That's what I come to do every year. Yeah, that's why I tell you all the stories I tell. They are all real things I'm telling you. So that maybe, is that you? Is that him? The one looking behind him. Is it you? It's you. It's you. Stand up, let me see. Is that him? Yeah, but why is he sitting at the back when you can't? Can't see by Reverend Bismarck. Wow. Is it Dioko or Dioko? Was it Dioko? We're talking about how to be apprehensive, to apprehend that which I was apprehending. He was the one that was apprehending. Yeah. When you come to the conference, sit in the front. You are busy. Girls are busily doing. What are girls busily doing nowadays? What is MSA? My story animated on YouTube. My story animated. That's what the girls are doing. What are the boys doing? This one too also does it. How many of you know my story animated? You have stopped the YOLO. How many of you are still watching YOLO? You have stopped that one. Now you are doing my story animated. How many of you are watching my story animated? That's what you're doing. That's what you are doing now. But I came to tell you that thing, that my story animated. You see, look at the hero. What I'm describing to you, you don't understand what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. Am I talking too much? I'm talking to you about the possibility of strange things with God. You see, Elijah, not Elisha, not the one playing the drums. That one is almost in danger of being Elijah in the Bible. Yeah. Hey, why? But where is my mind saying something good? Because I don't think the people are interested in what I'm saying. Me, the things I'm telling you, they are nice to me. I tell you the things that are nice to me. And I'm hoping that as I'm telling you, you also start becoming interested. If you don't like it, let's close the conference and let's go home. Yeah, but that's what I'm telling you. That one day, Ravna, you are there. Your name is Elijah. You are there. Then God tells you that. Go here. Go to Edustin, Ebuakwa, and wait for me there. I'm coming. And then you go. Take a car from here. Get down here. Get another car from here. Go to Sofo Line. Take another car from here. Why are you disturbing here? No. I'm talking. Don't do that. What I say is not important. Listen to what I'm saying. Yes. It's not important. She's looking at me and we are preaching. Someone should take a picture of us. Look at how she's rubbed nice. It's a very nice picture too. Yeah, it's very fair. Are you paying attention? You are going to a bar. God says, go do a bar and wait for him there. So you take a car from here. So full line. So full line. Then you take another car. Then you go to a bar. Then when you reach a bar. And when you reach a bar and you are waiting for God, then what happens? Suddenly, you see, that suddenly normally happens. Well, it's like when you are with God, things, strange things happen suddenly. Suddenly, chariots. If you watch the movie, you see that you have horses. Then you have something. They sit in it. Then they hold the rope. Then the horse will be running. They will be pulling. So a chariot. You are looking. You are standing at a walkway. Then you see a chariot comes down from heaven, and there is fire all around it. Then the chariot comes. When a chariot comes down, do you know a whirlwind? You see that sometimes the wind blows. It blows like this. Run, run, run. You've seen it. It's called whirlwind. Whirlwind. So, it goes round. Yes, like that. Yes. Yeah, Rabna knows it. Yeah, like this. So the chariot comes down from heaven with fire all around it. As it comes down, then a whirlwind comes. Then you are Elijah. Then the whirlwind comes around you like this. So as the whirlwind is going round, it's taking you up. It's taking you up. It's taking you up. Then before your eyes, up, through the clouds, into the sky, up, through to heaven. What? I thought you'd be coming back. Wow! I mean, if you are Elijah, tell me what other thing you have experienced in life which is better than this one. I'm just there. I can see myself. Suddenly, you see all the tall buildings in New York. You are up like that. In the whirlwind, it's going to say, I can see New York. You can see all this new Empire State Building. I can see the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. They are all small down. And you are up. Because you made yourself into a particular. That you and God now, you are walking close. It's not like besties. So, like, it's more than besties. Close friends. That God is like, meet me here and let's go to heaven. It's like someone say, meet me here, let's go to Edom. Meet me here and let's go to heaven. Let's go to heaven. Rabbana, don't you want to like that? Oh, Rabbana says she'll like it. Rabbana says she'll like it. And if Rabbana likes it, why don't you like it? Yeah. And I'm telling you these things. These things are written in the Bible because they are possible. They can happen again. What I'm saying is making sense to you? Don't read the Bible like it has passed. No, 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 no. The Bible says these things are written for our examples. That if it happened to Elijah, if you are very serious and looking for God as Elijah was, it can happen to you also. I think what I'm preaching doesn't make people are not believing it all. People are, and I'm not preaching to grown-ups. They don't believe such things. I'm preaching to people who have throughout your life. Betsy, you must look something, see something in the Bible and say, this thing that happened in the Bible, Lord, 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 when can I turn water into wine? When can I walk on water? Jaden, when? When? You know, one day Jesus was walking on the water, and when he met his disciples on the way, they were in a boat, and the boat was struggling. Am I preaching something good? Because you're not saying the yes, I'm not saying the amen or whatever. I'm not sure whether what I'm saying is good or not. And Jesus was walking on the water, and he got to where the I'm telling you, because before I tell you what it means to be a partaker, I'm describing to you, I'm giving you examples of partakers. So you will see, the partaker's life is an exciting life. A partaker's life is what? It's an exciting life. It's an adventurous life. When he got to where the people were, they had been on that boat in the water, struggling. Water was coming in. The wind was blowing. Then they fetch it out. Water will come in again. Then they'll fetch it out. Then they'll come again. They'll fetch it out. And Jesus was somewhere praying. When he finished praying, he started walking. When he got to the shore, there was no boat. So it's okay, if there's no boat, let me just start walking. Started walking on water. Walking on water. The sea. Walking on water. Walking on water. Walking on water. Okay. The Bible says that when he reached where they were, he said, hey, it's a ghost. It's not a ghost, it's me. It's okay. What's happening here? So, Charlie, something is happening. Jesus, the Bible says, when Jesus stepped into the boat arrived at the shore. Oh, I'm not telling lies. Please find it for me. See, so someone said, the man is telling us, Shitoli. It's not Shitoli. Find it, Uncle George, find it for me. He said, the Bible says, as soon as Jesus stepped in the boat, they arrived at the shore. So one pastor was saying that one day he was going for a meeting somewhere, and then he was driving in his car. Are you paying attention? He was driving in his car. Then he got to a place. There was traffic. He was going to a church to go and preach. The traffic was very, very, very long. And he didn't know how he will, like, by the time the traffic clears, he'll be late. The church would have closed. So he sat in the car and he prayed, Lord. Like how Jesus stepped in the boat and then the boat appeared on the other shore. May I appear at the entrance of the... Open his eyes. The car, he and the car were at the entrance of the church. Because he believed that if it's in the Bible, it can happen again. It can happen again. And that's why I came here. That's what I'm saying. Jaden is looking here. But I'm trying to get Jaden to look here. Because here is where the action is happening. And I pray for you, as you keep coming for these conferences every year, and I keep turning your head to look, may you start to have these partakers experiences. I said, may you start to have what? Partaker, of course. That's when you say, of course I'm a partaker. Yeah, it's true. Because you have begun to have partakers experiences. Let me find a thing. Look at it. Oh, and that says very nicely. John 6:21. Show us verse 20. Look, if you have a Bible, underline this one in it or in your notebook. Write it. Something I must remember for the future. Yeah. Verse 19. They were 3 or 4 miles out in the sea when suddenly they saw Jesus walking on the water toward the boat. They were terrified. Next verse. Next continuation. But he called out to them, I am here. Don't be afraid. Jaden, sit down. I am here. Don't be afraid. Verse 21. Then they were eager to let him into the boat. Look, lift your head up, everybody. Before you write it down, lift your head up. Look at it. They were eager to let him into the boat. And immediately, the boat arrived at the destination. You're not, I don't know. But remember this man, I'm surprised at this people. Even your wild cry is not very, like, I'm not like, oh, you have seen some before, so it's not, like, you are so shocked that you are dumbfounded. They were 3 or 4 miles into the sea. They were in the middle of the sea. But the Bible said that when they were eager to let him, I'm telling you about real things which happened. Jesus entered into the boat. Immediately, the boat arrived at the destination. May you have experiences like this. May you, only the guys are saying amen. Here, they don't like it. May you have experiences like this. Rab, now, do you want something like this to happen to you? Do you want it to happen to you? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. Yes. I receive it. Yes. Yes. Now, what does it mean to be a partaker? Write it down. Hallelujah. Are you in a church? Number one. Now, a partaker is somebody who is taking part, or he's eating the thing. Remember, I was telling yesterday, it has entered into you, into your stomach. Hey, I think you should bring me the puppet, the small one. Remember, Miss Mark brought a small puppet yesterday. I think it was a nice thing. This one is very far to the top. Yes. Here. Thank you. Number one, what it means to be a partaker. Write it down. Number one, it means to be a partaker of Christ. Write it down like that. I'll explain it to you. But remember what I just showed you. John chapter 6, verse 21. Immediately, the boat arrived at its destination. Remember, write it down in your notebook. That one is very important. So one day you can remember it. It means to be a partaker of Christ. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I was explaining to you that when you are a taster, there are some questions you cannot answer them. Yeah, why do we speak in tongues? You don't know the answer. You don't know the answer. And that's why, even though you speak in tongues, you don't speak in tongues. You don't do it often. Every day, you should have spent a few minutes speaking in tongues. How many of you speak in tongues here? Oh, raise up your hand. Some of you are very lazy to just raise your own hand. Is it too heavy? Your hand must go above your head. Don't do this. I cannot see it. Like this. Yes. Yes. It should be everybody, but... Yeah. Wake up in the morning. If you wake up in the morning and you don't spend 5 minutes saying, Pasha pakalabra pakolia, nda halabra pakolia, repa sakabalabra. Judah, if you were doing that every day, you will see what would have happened to you. The Bible says that when you do that, you are charging yourself up. Yeah. Betsy, do you speak in tongues? Do you speak in tongues this morning before coming to church? No. But after this conference, you have to start doing it. Remember the boy I was telling you that he was making Gary Sokins? He was speaking in tongues. Oh, yes. Yes. Gary Sokins was speaking in tongues. He was walking and he was speaking in tongues. Wake up in the night, he was speaking in tongues. Everywhere. I was reading a book, Reverend Bismarck, by Kenneth Hagin, and his son was saying that one of the things that he noticed about his father was that every time, no matter where they were or what they were, he said one day he was watching a football, American football, like one of these American football matches, he was watching a football match with him. His father was sitting up in the match. He turned to look at his father. His mouth was moving. He was speaking in tongues. That's what you, after this conference, that's what you must be doing. That's somebody who is not just... And see, the reason why you are not doing, I'm saying like the reason I'm not doing is because you don't even know why we speak in tongues. Am I saying something bad? The way the room is quiet. Yeah. Philippians 3:10. I want to show you something. The Bible says, no, not like this one. You give me an NIV, let me see. Philippians 3:10. We are talking about being a partaker. A partaker is the opposite of a taster. A taster is somebody who has, well, not the opposite, it's a better version. A taster is somebody who has eaten small. A partaker is somebody who has eaten it throughout his life. Is it making sense to you? And I'm saying that to be a partaker of the word of God is to be a partaker of Christ. See, to be a partaker is to be a partaker of Christ. In other words, you have enjoyed the full Christ. What I'm saying, is it complex? But sometimes when I say it, I'm not sure what it is. The full Christ. Like, what is Jesus Christ? If you are friends, you are, if you eat meat, if you partake of meat, what will you get? What will you get? Protein. What will the protein do to you? You will get muscles. Is that correct? You get muscles. Is that correct? Your body meat is made of the meat you are eating. So the meat you are eating will become your meat. And what happens to it? It enters your stomach. Your stomach digests it and takes the protein out of it. The protein enters into your body cells and makes your meat also become more. As I said, if it's someone who is big, check, he's eating a lot. That's why. So some people say, oh, it's in our family, it's in our family. As for us, bigness is in our family. Yeah, they eat. They don't eat. Bigness, they eat. Bigness is in your family, but you eat. You eat. So, when you are a partaker of Christ, it's the same thing. The Christ, that's why I said, I like the song, the part of it, it says, resurrection power. Oh, you're alive. You're alive in me. It's like the meat is alive in me. The meat, no, is in me. Or when it doesn't go into you. When you eat meat, where does it go? Into you. When it becomes protein, where does it go? Into you. When it becomes a muscle, where does it go? Into you. The meat that you ate 3 years ago became muscle that you are sitting here with right now. And the same way also, Jesus Christ, when you partake of Jesus, it's like you have eaten him. I think it's complex. I'm preaching, I think it's complex. He enters into you. You are alive. You are alive in me. Oh, Lord. God should help me to preach this thing well. Even if the Holy Spirit can make you, like, even want to find out the meaning of what I am saying, you won't have time. I'm telling you, you will not have time for some of the useless things that you have been doing with your time. Many of you, the reason why you are not spending time in your Bible, and I'm going to talk about it, in your Bible as you should, as a young child, is because you don't understand what the blessing will be. Paul said that I may know him. He says, I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ. I want to be a partaker. When you eat the meat, you know the meat. There's nobody say, oh, you see, when you are people are feeling sleepy. When you taste the meat, you don't know the meat. You have an idea how the meat is like. But when you eat the full thing and you swallow it and you digest it, you know the meat. You know the meat. You can say, I know the meat. The meat can say, I know you. Oh, yes. The meat, because by the time the meat enters into you, enters into your protein, becomes enters into your tissues and cells and become muscle, you and the meat will say, we know each other. Yeah, I know the meat. The meat knows me. I know the meat. The meat knows me. Because the meat has entered into my... I'm not preaching anything well. It enters into you. That anybody who is like, oh, I know this guy. I mean, I am meat. I entered his stomach first. Then I was digested. I entered into his cells. Then now I'm inside his muscle. I know this. I know the guy. I'm inside him. When you are a partaker of Christ, Paul said, I want to be. He was saying in other words, I want us to become the same one. When you cannot separate me and Jesus. Oh, I'm not preaching it well. But Remember, Smart will come and preach it well. He can preach it well. Yeah. Yeah. I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ. I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to be so close to him. I want to be like Enoch. Enjoy close relationship with, so that what happens is that God can no longer stand inseparated physically from you. So what God does is that he just takes you and says, come and let's just be in the same place. Oh, I mean, I want it. I don't know whether you want it, but I want it. How many of you want it? How many of you want it? Yeah. I want to know Christ. Then you see, then he says, I want to know the power of his resurrection. Yes, resurrection power. What's about for? I want to experience the power that entered Jesus' dead body and he came back to life. Let that power also enter into me. Then I will say, I know that power. It has entered into me. I'm the only one in the church. No, I'm serious. I'm the only one in the church. I'm the only one who is excited about what I'm preaching. Listen, what I just said in. We'll go to Kintampo and preach it there. We'll preach this one in Kintampo. Maybe they will understand it. Me, I don't know why you came for the conference. I don't know why you came for the conference. To make friends. Or to come and jump and sweat. Sometimes when I'm looking at the pictures afterwards, I see people. Hey. I see people. Yeah, jumping and sweating. I want to know that power should enter me. A power that can enter a dead body that was dead for 3 days.
What kind of power is this?
And then on the third day, nobody woke him up. He himself woke up. How many want that power? I want it. I want it. I want that power to enter me. That power to enter me. I want to know him. A partaker of Jesus Christ is it. It's a person who is a partaker of Christ. I'm explaining to you what a partaker of Christ is like. You know him. You know him. You just don't know his name. You know him. He lives in you and you live in him. Yes. You and him, you have become one now. You cannot be separated. Am I preaching to somebody in the church? You and Jesus Christ. Let me show you something. One day, what is one day? Say one day. One day. One day. God was in heaven. And there were some people in some country. They were very, very bad. Very, very bad. In fact, the people were so bad that when the angels came to report them to God, God said that, what you are telling me, I don't believe it. Let me come and see for myself. So God came down from heaven with two angels. He came. You see, someone telling this. I think the way I'm telling it, it's like I'm telling. It's like Tolio. It's not Toli. Uncle George, when I said that, you know, find a scripture. It was like, it's not Toli. I'm telling you, God came with two angels, and he came. And when he came, he passed by a partaker's house. Kashapa Koleba. There was a partaker who lived in that time, so he passed by his house. He passed by the partaker to tell him something important. When he finished telling him the important thing, then as they were going out, the three people came out of the partaker's house. When they came out of the house like this, then God told the other two guys, take the lead and go to that country. I'm coming. Then he said, shall I tell him? Shall I not tell him? Shall I tell him? Should I not tell him? Should I tell him? Should I not tell him? I'll tell him. So he calls Patika, come. He said, you know, there is some country here. They are called Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. I hear they are bad, man. But they can say, oh, yeah. For them, the whole world, I mean, they are bad. Say, yeah, huh? So, yeah, some angels came and told me about them. So, that's why I have come. To come and see for myself if what I've been hearing in heaven is true. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you about a relationship with God where you are in Him, He is in you, so that even He cannot do something that He wants to do without asking you, should I do it or not? Well, what I'm preaching is nice to me. Oh, is it nice to you? It's nice to me too. It's nice to me too. Who are you? God is asking you permission. So God asked the partaker, I want to go. If I go there and what they told me is the real thing. Look at this. Then the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Who are you that God will be asking himself? Can I hide it from you? I see you rising to the level of a partaker that God can be consulting. I'm not preaching the thing well. That's why reading the Bible, I will not lie to you. It is nice to me. Every year I come to this conference to try and convince you that your Bible, it has missed you. Your Bible has missed you. It's missed you. Like your Bible has secrets it wants to show you. It wants to open secrets to show you, and it's just waiting for you to open me. Open Jaden, open me. That's why you see that God can come from heaven and talk to a human being and ask the human being, I am. Why should God ask his permission? I am going somewhere to do something. I want to know, what do you think? Next verse. What does it say? Next verse. He's giving the reasons why he has to tell him. Yeah, the outcry against Sodom is great. Their sin is so bad. Next verse. I will go and see if what they have done is as bad as what has reached me in heaven. I'm not telling you to leave. I'm telling you something. That's what is the Bible. I am going there. I have come from heaven to go to Sodom and Gomorrah to go and see whether what the reports the angels brought me there in heaven. How bad can you? People can be so bad that God can come down from heaven. Like, it's like. When I look at the thing from heaven, I'm not seeing it well. No, he would have sent Gabriel. When God wants to bring a message, he sends Gabriel. God said, No. Gabriel, the things you have been telling me about Sodom and Gomorrah, I've heard you, but like the thing you are describing, I can't believe that human beings are so bad. Let me go down myself. Yeah, he said, if I see what they are doing, if it is, if not, I will know. Next verse. No. So the two people who were with God, the two angels, he said they should take the lead. Then he and the partaker began to have, may God have conversations with you. That's why Reverend Bismarck was telling you that when you become a partaker, you can say, God spoke to me. Because God, he talks to partakers, not tasters. No. God, he likes to have conversations with partakers. If you have not heard God speak to you, check your partaking level. Check your partaking. Turn your shirt around. Don't say, I'm a partaker. I'm a taster. Yeah, because if you're a partaker, God will talk. He said, let me ask you. So he said, they went away. Next verse. Look at the next verse. Then Abraham approached him and said, Abraham now started talking to God and said, if you go to Sodom and Gomorrah, if you go there and you see, if you see 50 people who are good in that country, will you burn the whole place to the ground? God said, no, I will not. No. A human being, a partaker is somebody. When he is fighting a battle and the sun is setting, he looked at the sun and said, stand where you are standing. I've not finished fighting. I'm not finished. But Reverend Bismarck, what I'm preaching is nice to me. Oh, it's nice to me. I don't know what there's people here who, it's nice to me. Oh, he's like, bang, 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 bang. Then he's like, the sun is coming down. Because normally when they are fighting, when you watch movies, when there's a battle going on and it's night, they stop fighting. And then they go and rest in their camps. Everybody has tents. They say, oh, we agree. Okay, it's night. Okay, everybody, retreat! Then they all go back. Then they'll go back. They'll say, okay, it's time for us to go and sleep. So they'll go and sleep in their tent. The following morning, they'll come again. Grow. Then they start. And they fight. When it's becoming dark again, then they stop. Then they go and sleep. So you see, this is Gideon. This is Gideon. He was fighting. He was winning. Then one person, he was killing the people, but now it was becoming night. If they stop the fight, the people can go and bring more people. He said, no. I cannot let us go and rest. He looked at the sun and said, stand there. Wait, let me finish fighting. The sun heard Gideon's voice and stood there until every single one of the enemy was destroyed. That is a partaker. That is a partaker. Yeah. That is what I have come to advertise to you. I want you to become interested. I said, stop all this. People are MSA on YouTube. Look. At a point, we have to stop discussing whether the thing you are doing is a sin or is not a sin. No, we have to ask, is a taster's behavior or a partaker's behavior? Your behavior. When you wake up in the morning, you don't open your Bible and you look in it. Is it a taster's behavior or a partaker's behavior? Because these things I am showing you, they are things that really happen though. Human beings did dangerous things. Should I give you examples of more partakers? There was a partaker. One day they caught him. They put him into the lions, where lions were. When he entered into the place, because they knew, even the lions knew that he was a partaker. Yeah. When they were very hungry, they made the lions hungry for some weeks before they brought him. When they opened the thing and they put him inside, the people said, welcome here. Yeah, don't mind all those foolish men. We know you. We know you. Nothing will happen here. He was there in the place with the lions until they came and opened it. They took him out. Said, see you later, partaker. When they threw the human beings inside the net, it didn't take seconds. Only their bones were left. When you are a partaker, that's what I'm saying. When you enter a place, witches go away from you. Because they're not saying amen to me. They're not receiving it. Are you in a church? Are you here in this conference? Or I should go to Kitampo and preach it there? Uncle Lord, I'm preaching, is it good or it's not good? I mean, it's good for me. Yeah, it's my dream. My dream. I can give you partaker after partaker. That's why Paul said, when Paul got the secret, he said that my whole life, my ambition, my dream, what I am looking for in my life is that I will be a partaker of Christ, that I may know him. Number one, I will know him. I will know him. I will know him deep, 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 deep. I will know Jesus Christ deep, 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 deep. He too will know me deep, 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 deep. So that we cannot be separated from each other. Yeah. Then I want the power that brought him up from that power. When I'm walking about in town, that power should be inside me. Inside me. Hey. You guys, what I'm preaching, don't like it. Don't like it. Yeah. Partaker. Should I tell about another partaker? Yeah. there was a certain partaker. Okay. He, when he comes into a town, he doesn't like what is going on in the town there. He can just remove the city gates and carry it on his shoulder and throw it away. Yeah. He catches foxes. Do you know foxes? Do you know a fox? A fox like a wolf. A very dangerous animal that can eat you. He catches foxes, ties their tails together, light fire on it, puts them in the enemy's farm, and they bend the farm down. That's a partaker. Yeah, that's a partaker. I'm saying that is what you can become. That is what you can. If only you want it. Some of you want to be tasters. You are happy to be tasters. If you want to become it, if you want to become it. Partakers, they are dangerous people. Dangerous people. Dangerous people. Yeah, there was one partaker. He was a shepherd. When he's looking after his father's sheep and a lion comes and takes one small lamb, he runs after the lion. Who have you heard any human being running after a lion before? You run away from a lion, not after a lion. You're not a normal person. If you are running after a lion, you're not normal. You are not normal. Every normal human being runs away from lions, not after a lion. I said what? Every normal human being does what? Runs away from lions, not after lions. But this guy, because he was a partaker, when a lion comes, he said, "What domain? What domain? What domain? My father gave me 11 animals. You have time to take one. What domain?" He runs. He says, "I run after him. When I catch him, I open his mouth." Eh? Eh? No, you see, sometimes you don't get the picture well. First of all, it's not normal for you to run after a lion. What about if as the lion is going, he turns back like this? What will you do? It's not a problem at all. No, I mean, I'm coming for you. He runs after, and then when he catches the lion, he said, "You have taken something that belongs to me. Open your mouth." Ah. Lion said, "No, I'm not." Say, "Ah." Say, "You won't open your mouth." He will open it myself. I open the lion's mouth like that. And I put my hand inside the mouth and remove the animal. And say, you can go. You can go. Yeah. How many want to be something like that? Yeah. Then I'm telling you about real human beings that live on this earth. Not shitoli. Real human beings. This particular, one day he went somewhere. There was a battle going on. When he went, he saw a very tall giant. He was a small guy. Small guy like you who are sitting down here. Look at the guy. He said, "Hey, this guy, Charlie, if I throw my stone, it will hit him more." Meanwhile, he was standing there. Soldiers with swords were afraid of him. When he comes and shout, so just run away. He said, "Look at the guy." He said, "This guy, yeah." So one is, so king, you know, this guy, I can take him. Have you heard that term before? They say, "We can take him. I can take him." Yeah. Take him out. Kids, are you sure? Well, what do you need? Sword? So no, forget about sword. I just need some stones. Kabbalah, Brantale. Only a partaker can kill a giant with a stone. I'm telling you. Give me some stones. He went and found smooth stones. He said, "Hey." He said, "You say what you are what?" He said, I am going to kill you. When I finish, I'll cut your head off. When I finish, your body, your head, birds will eat it. So let's start. He removed his stones. He didn't even throw three stones. How many stones did he throw? Yeah, he was a partaker. He was a partaker of Christ. The spirit, see, he said, the power that raised up Jesus from the dead, the power that entered Jesus' dead body and made Jesus wake up by himself, that power was inside of him. So only one, even if the stone was going in the wrong direction, that power will bring it back to the guy's head. He fell down. He was on the ground. Small boy, who killed a giant, big giant. I see you, in this world, bringing fear to Satan. Is my time up? It's my time. My time is up. It's nice to me, so I don't even know that. Yeah, my time is up. Yeah. Give me 3 minutes. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. How many want us to continue? How many want to go on break? How many of you are enjoying the partakers? Yeah. See, how many want to be a partaker now? You see that the thing knowledge is very, 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 very important. Yeah. Next verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Look at this one. And when we come back, maybe today or tomorrow, I'll show you the keys to becoming a partaker. How many want the keys? Yeah, that's the homework. The keys are the homework. I'll show you those ones. We'll go, we'll take those keys home, and from now till the next conference next year, that is the homework we are going to be doing. When I come back next year, I am looking for testimonies. Yeah. Look at the scripture. It says, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." To know Jesus, after this conference, it will be your aim to know Christ. Like how you know meat. When you eat it, you will know Christ like that. Is it making sense to you? All right, number two. To be a partaker means, it means to partake of the divine nature. Write it like that, oh. Write like that. First one is, it means to be a partaker of Christ. Is that okay? Number two, it means to be a partaker, and then we are going to go on break. Okay, this one is going to go on break. It means to be a partaker of the divine nature. A partaker of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1, 2 to 4. Give me any NASB, let me see. You have it, NASB. New American Standard Bible. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has granted us, is that what you have? Everything pertaining to life and godliness. Raise up your heads and look at the scripture. Raise up your head and look at the scripture. His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Next verse. That verse 4. Is it verse 4? Okay. Mine looks a little different. I'm sure it's an old NASB and I have a new NASB. So what does yours say? Yours say, by these, he has granted to us. Huh? You have changed the scripture. Or? 1 Peter 1, 4. Oh, so sorry, 2 Peter 1, 4. By these, he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now let me explain this one to you, and then we'll go and bring and come back and continue. Now, there is something in the scripture called divine nature. Divine means that it is not... is not of the earth or is not human. Are you following what I'm telling you? Sister, is he from your church? Which one? Aja? Where? Tick room. We don't do that here. You have not told her that we don't do that here. You told her. She understood it. Okay. I got a canary upon. Why? What bread? What was your cojun so? And how many? Like when I say so unexpected, so I'm shocked. How can you say that? I'm closing very soon, so we can go. How many want to go and wee wee? Yes, we are going to go and wee wee very soon. Look at it. There is something called the divine nature. If you want to know what it looks like, look at Jesus. Are you following me? Jesus, he was a human being. Full human being. When you are hungry, your stomach makes... Has it happened to you before? Jesus too, like that. Yes. When he was here, when he's hungry, you hear... Peter will be sitting by him. Then Jesus, Peter will hear... Jesus, you're hungry. You have to go and get food. Yeah, because he was a human being. He was a human being. Like all, that's why they were able to kill him. And blood came out. Didn't blood come out? Yes. Yes. He was on the cross. He said, "I am thirsty." Or? Yes.
But the difference between Jesus and Betsy is that Jesus has something called divine nature. It's like, even though he was a human being, he was also God. So what God could do, he also had a certain something about him that made him able to do what God can also do. And the Bible says that when at that time when Jesus came, only he was like that. But after he died, look at it all. Look at verse 2. Look at verse 3. It says, are you following it? I'm waiting on break. Grace and peace be multiplied to you, Jaden, in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Next verse. Seeing that God's divine power has done what? When you say has done, it means that what? It did it some time ago. Or is that not how it says? So if it says, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his, he called us, we became born again. When we became born again, then that divine power gave us everything to live life and to be godly. Pay attention. Next verse. For by giving us the divine power, what he also gave us was that he gave us, look at this, he made us to become partakers. Like, partakers mean that you too, you can be some. Oh no, you're not saying amen. You don't understand it. Jesus was the one who had divine nature. But after he died and rose again, and we became born again, what Jesus did by dying for us, by us becoming born again, what he also did, he gave us a precious gift. He gave us the ability to also become some of the divine. So that when you walk into a place and people are hungry and you have 5 loaves and 2 fish, what Jesus did was to lift it up to heaven and say, Father, thank you. You too, you can do some. Yeah. You can do some. How many want to do some? You can do some. I came, God sent me here to tell you that you too, you can do some. You can do. See, the reason, Pastor, why am I not able to do some? I'll tell you why you're not able to do some. And I'll tell you how you can do some. You can do some. You can do, that's why I told the story about the people who were going to go and, they were going to go and preach somewhere. Remember I was telling you they were going to preach somewhere. They were going to preach somewhere. And then they know that in the Bible, Jesus walked on water. So as they were going, there's a river between here and there. And the river was full. He said, Holy Spirit said, we should go. We are going. So they began to walk in the river. And they were walking on the water. And the people who were looking at them on the other side, that they were going to go and preach to, who were laughing at them at the beginning, by the time the 3 or 4 of them walked on the water to the other side, they didn't even, they just said, please, your God, he's powerful. We believe in him. Don't preach anything. I see that being your story. Yeah. These guys, one day they were going to have communion. Where is Mark? There was no wine. They are country, they don't sell wine. So he said they want to have communion with wine. Then the pastor said that God told him that he should fetch water and put it in the container, in the jug. When he serves it, it will be wine. Where have you heard some of that before? Where do you hear some? Where? In the Bible. Where? John 2. Yeah, this is. I'm not talking about Bible people. Human beings. God said, you want to have communion, but there is no wine in the country to buy. They don't sell wine in that country. So it's okay. You don't worry. Do you remember Jesus in John 2? Okay, fetch water and put it in a container. The day of the communion, pour it for everybody, and then it will be wine. Hey! So the guy who wrote the book, he said there were a few of them who were very close to the pastor. So when he called them, the pastor called them to his house. Before the day, that this is what God told him. So he fetched the water and he poured some for all of them. He said, taste it and tell me what to drink. Then the first person said, nice wine. Wow, this is nice. Now, this guy was writing the book. Remember that I told that he is not the one. He's the last person to believe. So the second person also took the, wow, nice wine.
Then when they gave it to him, the one who wrote the book.
It tastes like water.
He told his friend that.
It tastes like water.
Then a friend said, okay, me, when I drank it, was wine.
It still tastes like water.
So they finished, they covered the container, and then they went home. Then the day of their communion, the whole church came to church. So say, brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the spirit we are young, and will live forever. Sons of, that's our communion song. Hear his holy word, gather around the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Take out your holy communion. So now the pastor came to the bread, then they shared. Then now, take out your wine. So they give everybody a cup. They served everybody. The water in the container. Serve everybody. Lift your cup up. Let us pray. Father, may this cup wash away our blood, our sins. May the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Purify us in the name of Jesus. Now drink. When they drank it, everybody in the church was drinking wine. Well, I thought by now you'd be clapping and shouting. You guys are how you are. But Reverend Bismarck, Pekin Tampo. This year we'll go to Kintampo and Techima. So we'll preach it there. You're not surprised. Water. It was water. So, see, the guy who wrote the book, he wrote a book. He said, look, he said, I will not lie to you. The day we went to the pastor's house and I drank the thing, it was not wine. It was water. But how it turned into wine the day we were doing the church service, I have no idea. Except to know that it happened in the Bible, so it's happening also in the church. Do you think that the people in the church do not believe it? The reason why the pastor called them to come to his house to see, he wanted the leaders to know that he's not telling lies. It's water I poured in the thing. Because in that country, they only sell apeteshi. You know apeteshi? You don't know what apeteshi is? Okay, it's good. It's good I don't know what apeteshi is. Yeah, there's no wine. You can't get wine to buy anywhere. So it cannot be a trick. What I'm saying is making sense to you. That when they went away, the pastor went to go and buy wine and pour. No, I said, you guys come. God told me that I should pour water in the containers. I want you to be witnesses that what I am pouring into the container, it was water. But on the day of the communion, everybody drank it. It was wine. We were drinking wine. When it came, it was drinking. Because the miracles, you see, I'm talking about divine nature. Divine nature. Jesus had it. When he died and rose again, we became born again. We also, the Bible said that we have become partakers of the I'm preaching nice, though, but I don't know where. Partakers of the divine nature. Yeah, it means that whatever it was Jesus did in his divine, you too, you can do it. You are not saying amen to me. You are not saying amen to me. You are not saying amen to me. You are not saying amen to me at all. Listen, boys and girls, listen, gentlemen, it's time for break. It's time for break. Start to your feet. Stand to your feet. I want us to close our eyes. Close your eyes for just 2 seconds. When we come back, we'll continue. But and say, Lord, Reverend William has been saying some very, very powerful things here. Now, dear, I'm convinced I want to be a partaker. I want to be a partaker. Start by saying, I want to be a partaker. Close your eyes. Don't talk to anybody. We are praying for a few seconds and we are going on break. Talk to God and say, Lord, Lord, I want to be a partaker. I want to be. Now I am convinced. Now I am very, very convinced. I want to be a partaker. I want to be a partaker. Who wants to be a partaker? Lift your hand up like that and say, Lord, I want to be a partaker. I want to be a partaker. A partaker of Christ. Partaker of the divine nature. That is my desire. That is what I want. I want to be. 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 Close your eyes, everybody. Wanna be. I 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 want to be partaker of Christ, partaker of the divine nature. I wanna be in the name of Jesus. Are you talking to God? Are you talking to God? Are you talking to Him? Say, I wanna be a partaker. I wanna be a partaker. Don't wanna be a taster anymore. I wanna be a partaker. Don't want to be just a taster anymore. Want to be a partaker. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's sing the song that the keyboard is playing. I want to be more like Jesus. Are you ready to sing it? Like your prayer. Let's start from the beginning. Lift your hand and just sing. Like Jesus. It's your prayer. I want to be more like Jesus. Close your eyes, everybody. Lift your hand up and just sing it. Wanna be more like Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you work through. I wanna be more like. Sing one more time. Like Jesus. I wanna be more like Jesus. I wanna be more like Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for the words we have heard. Thank you for the things you have shown to us. But our hearts are bubbling. Our hearts are hungry. Our hearts are thirsty. That we will become partakers of Christ. Partakers of the divine nature. Lord, we are asking that you will grant us the grace that we need to do the things we must do. To walk the walk we must walk. To pay the price we must pay. To walk into the life of partakers, to experience the things that we are seeing in your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And we shout aloud, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully, and you may take your seat.